gentlemen. May I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right, well, I've turned everything off, and I've already had some glitches, so this is going to be quite the wrestling match to get this thing working. I don't think there's any aspect of my life that isn't a wrestling match, and I actually believe it's on purpose. I think I'm still going through the refiner's fire, and I think a lot of us are, actually. And Daniel 7:25 implies very clearly that we are in the midst of a period of time, which is very special. Like the Bible says in many, many places, there will come a time, which is captured by clearly the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, 2 Thessalonians 2, which is not part of the Olivet Discourse, but is very relevant, and also Revelation chapter 6, which we ought to know by now that we are well into. Now, all that being said, I wanted to share with you this very important update. I'm kind of taking a break from my work day. I won't be able to do that next week at all because my client has me doing, like I mentioned before, back-to-back meetings. So anyway, it is what it is. It's just, you know, nature of my job, feast or famine. And when it's feast, let me tell you something. Whew. Anyway, so let me get down to the brass tacks of the situation that is occurring right now. Okay, what we are experiencing right now appears clearly to be black magic, sleight of hand. There are reports from all over the place. We've got pretty much everybody has been lulled into complacency. They're celebrating. Alex Jones is not paying attention to diddly squat, except he's happy as can be. Elon Musk, same thing. All the players, everybody that we would normally depend upon to help us see through the masquerade has been successfully lulled into a state of complacency and happiness. They're all celebrating. They're churning the butter. They're super duper happy. Now, what I want to let you know that while all this is taking place, there's reports of Obama going, you know, he's flying away and running for it. No, he's not. When Barry Satoru was a kid, he inherited trillions of dollars from his father. He's one of the most wealthy men in the entire world. Okay. This takes some seriously deep dive study to be able to ferret it out of the noise and the fakery and the lies and all the other stuff. And then you've got the magneto-leviton train systems that have the ease of ability to quickly transfer someone who's, say, for example, in Belgium, back to the United States in 30 minutes. So all of this is sleight of hand. All this happy-go-lucky whoop-de-doo in Yahoo is sleight of hand. Haaretz just reported this morning that nothing will stop Netanyahu from doing what he's doing. Nothing. And Haaretz does not like Netanyahu. And there are untold numbers of people, and I mean unbelievable numbers of people in Israel rebelling against Netanyahu, threatening his life even. You've got coups, you know, military coups that are they're attempting to be happening. I don't know what to call it, but they're marching through the streets, the military, they're trying to, you know, stop Netanyahu from doing what he's doing. You've got so much discontent and unrest in Israel right now. I don't think it can be captured by words, quite frankly. The war is on big time. There were heavy bombardments taking place in Beirut last night. There were heavy bombardments. Oh, and there's reports right now, just so you know. There was a release from the White House, which would have come from who? Obama. It never was Kamala. It never was the fake 7-foot-tall Joe Biden, which was just one of about half a dozen, four or five others that were wearing rubber masks and, you know, all that other weirdness. Okay, so that entity is a prop. Okay, so we know that Obama's been running the show from the get-go. Now, who's calling the shots now? Obama. Okay, so they're pretending like he's running for it. No, he's not. No, he's not. He can get on a magneto-leviton train in one of the underground tunnels, go across the Atlantic in 30 minutes, and be right back into the basement of the White House. So people are being played like a fiddle right now. There was a report that came out of the White House from what appeared to be, you know, of course, from the President of the United States, which we know doesn't exist right now, and saying that all you military people out there, and I am totally just summarizing this for sake of speed, it just basically said in so many words, and I could read the whole thing to you, but I have a copy of the report, and basically in so many words it said, hey, all you military people out there, we know that President-elect Trump, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing, but disregard, don't worry about it, you are still under the command of the President of the United States, and then they hint around about World War III and everything. Keep in mind that the nuclear bombers are over there, all of them. Okay, I'm not saying every single one that was ever manufactured. What I'm saying is that all the ones that have been put over there, all the refueling tankers, all of the military transport carrier task force. And yes, it's cutting out on me, but I just keep on stopping and restarting it. But anyway, everything is still over there. Okay, the Lincoln, the F-35s, the whole deal. It's all game on. Okay, and there's, like I said, they're even issuing reports out of the White House telling the military, if we tell you that World War III is on, I'm summarizing. I'm definitely doing that on purpose. But this is the translation. Don't pay no attention to the fact that Donald Trump is president-elect. You need to follow your orders, and if we say go fight and die, you have to go fight and die. That's essentially what the report that came out, you know, the mandate that came out of the White House was saying. Now, at the same time, there are reports on the ground in Syria that are saying that there is a fantastic, now they can't tell you the exact numbers, but they see a remarkable buildup of military, United States military troops in Syria at this time. All right, so all these things are happening while Alex Jones is asleep at the wheel, while Joe Rogan is asleep at the wheel, while everybody's out there, you know, doing shots of, you know, whatever, Jack Daniels, apple flavored, whatever. You know what I'm saying? People are celebrating, and that's exactly what they wanted. I even have a recent photo that was released where Donald Trump is standing in front of a microphone, and immediately behind him is a man in a suit with a Masonic pin on his lapel. Now, either Donald Trump is as stupid as a thumbtack, or he's okay with some guy standing behind him with a Masonic pin. That troubles me deeply, because he's supposed to be the one that's going to take out the deep state. So something stinks like a fish that's been sitting on the bottom of a trash can, and everybody is falling for this stuff. All we need is another Pearl Harbor. All we need is another big event to occur that even, let's pretend that Donald Trump even gets into the office, which I highly doubt is going to happen. Obama didn't stop being the Antichrist because all this sleight of hand is taking place right now. Nothing has changed. What has changed is a mock celebration to cause sleight of hand. This is a favorite thing of black magic magicians. These are all Satanists. That's what they do. And Satanists know one thing better than anybody else. If they do not follow Satan's orders, Satan will have them killed. Period. This isn't negotiable. If you have not read the book, He Came to Set the Captives Free, and heard the entire story about Elaine and her attempt to get out of Satanism as a mother goddess, then you really kind of don't understand how the darkness works. And then that means you don't understand your enemy. So when you're at spiritual warfare and you don't understand your enemy, that puts you in a really bad situation. You need to understand your enemy. This is... I cannot emphasize how vastly important this is. So anyway, all that being said, we do not know what's going to happen. We do not know if anything is going to happen. God has a say in this. But again, thus far, I have not seen anything that I can point to that says, look at that. That was definitely an act of God. Now, you can't tell the Seven Mountains Mandate people that, and you can't tell the Pillow Prophets that. Okay, you can't do any of that because they won't listen to you. They'll just say, well, you don't have any faith. We'll see. We'll see. God's in control. And I'm like, you know, man, you're incredibly not observant. But they honestly believe from the depth of their heart that Donald Trump was chosen by God, and they worship. Okay, so go back to the story of the King of Saul, or King Saul. Okay, remember how indignant our Heavenly Father was when the Israelites were very desirous to have an earthly king? Look at what a disaster that turned into. Our Father wants direct worship. Our Jesus, our first love, imagine that. First love. Who do you think the evangelical churchianity's first love is right now? Huh? Who do you think? I think you know. So anyway, all this is a sleight of hand. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I can tell you that we're getting an untold number of reports coming in. My messengers and email systems are lighting up like a Christmas tree. Okay, and I can't keep up with it all. And next week it's going to break my heart because I'm going to be in back-to-back meetings with my client all day, and I'm sure something bad's going to happen. Satan wants me pinned to the ground because he doesn't want this information getting out, and I'm sure he is none too pleased with the Audacity thing and all that other stuff. So anyway, thank you for all your prayers. I can't capture. I just it's too much information. Syrian channels say that huge deployment of United States military troops is currently in progress. Military says forget Donald Trump and be ready for war. Okay, and that particular I don't think I can zoom in fast enough on this to be able to read it, but it says the United States Defense Secretary Austin has sent out to all the troops, and if I repeat myself a little bit, it's because the audacity is still cutting out. I'm just stopping it and restarting it. But anyway, this is what it says. It says United States Defense Secretary Austin, which we already know is fake. He's propped up. He's wearing a mask. This is some kind of an entity. He's a puppet. Okay. It has sent out a memo to the troops, which means Navy, Marines, Army, and Air Force, everybody. Okay. And it says that the American military was committed to an orderly transition to the Trump administration, adding that the military would not get involved in politics and was ready to carry out all lawful orders from the Antichrist. Oh, wait. Doesn't say the part about the Antichrist. But who's in control of everything right now? Is it the fake 7-foot-tall Joe Biden? Is it Kamala Harris? Who probably, I'm not even going to go there. That's just too sickening and weird. But I wanted you to be aware that things are transitioning right now rapid fire. There is no way Netanyahu is going to stop what his plan is. There is no way he's going to give up control. There is no way that World War III is going to stop. This is all sleight of hand. This is the favorite, the most adored trickery of Satan, the devil, the beast. We're in the middle of it. Now, how this is all going to happen, when it's all going to go down, I don't know. I have no idea. But I wanted you to be aware that we're getting a lot of reports about things that are highly indicative of a major sleight of hand operation taking place right now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you for showing me that I could just stop and restart Audacity if I have to, which of course is a pain, but better than nothing. And I just give you all the praise. Father, we praise you. We thank you for your divine protection, because if we didn't have your divine protection, we would all be, well, as Jesus said, if I had not cut those days short, there would be no flesh saved. And if World War III starts, guess what? That vision, the two different visions and visitations of that 10-year-old boy with Jesus in person, who was told when World War III goes hot and the alien, he called them alien demons, everybody does, when they come down, All right. His mom, he was like, where will I be? And his 10-year-old, this 10-year-old boy said to her, oh, mom, you won't be here. So what does that tell us? She was at the marriage supper of the Lamb with the barley harvest. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man at the wedding supper. The sooner the better. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all, and we will hopefully keep on wrestling with the system and get it running 100%. Thank you, Lord. And if I can get Skype running at the same time, we can bring Sammy on and all kinds of things. So even if I got to stop and start Audacity over and over again, I can at least have one single contiguous MP3, which is a good thing, praise God. But it also forces me to keep my eyes on the Audacity console, because when it stops, it doesn't beep or do nothing. Ah, gotta love it. All right, thank you all. And I wanted you to be aware of this, because something's up. Something really big is coming our way. Is this the peace and safety before the sudden destruction? Is it? Or maybe not. We'll have to wait and see what our Heavenly Father has in mind. Praise His holy name. Praise your holy name, Jesus. We thank you. Please count us worthy as we try as hard as we can to practice righteousness, 1 John 3:7. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you forever and ever.